Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Jerusalem is off the table. That's from President Donald Trump during a meeting in Davos with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. To make it very clear, he said the question of Jerusalem status is no longer up for discussion. We're going to be talking about this important statement on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a powerful statement. You know, some people have said, well, the issue of Jerusalem may still be a negotiating piece, but to make it very clear, when he was meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a press conference, he said to the world, Jerusalem is off the table. Not just we're moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which he said we're speeding up the process and it'll actually be opened, a smaller version of it, in 2019, but Jerusalem is off the table. We took Jerusalem, this is his words, quote, we took Jerusalem off the table so we don't have to talk about it anymore. What I did with Jerusalem was my honor, close quote.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, wow.
That's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
What a difference a new administration. End of discussion. I just wish he had added something to the effect of, and the fictional state of, you know, Palestine, which is effectively like Neverland, you know, in Peter Pan, has no claim whatsoever. And so the starting point, however, for any kind of negotiations, the Palestinian Authority needs to understand that's done. It's off the table. It's over. Move on, and let's start talking about peace. But of course, Matt, how do you have peace with someone whose central objective is your complete and total destruction and annihilation? And that is the stated objective of the Palestinian Authority, of Hamas, of the surrounding Arab nations. All you can do with a bully in the neighborhood like this is stand your ground, stand firm, and not back down one bit. And President Trump, boy, did he do that.
And, you know, I'm proud of him. He said that even U.S. aid, you know how many dollars that are going to the Palestinian Authority right now, even U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority will be withheld if the Palestinians fail to sit down and negotiate peace with Israel.
Yeah, and he's already withheld over $100 million from UNRWA, the UN agency that has basically helped politicize the so-called Palestinian Authority and the Palestinians, and he's going to withhold more. And, you know, when Vice President Mike Pence was in Israel, he did a tour. He went to Jordan, he went to Egypt, he went to Israel to speak with the various leaders. He met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He would have met with Mahmoud Abbas, the so-called president of the Palestinian Authority, but instead he had fled over on an airplane to Brussels to speak with other people trying to get them to say that Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine. So he ignored it. And that didn't escape President Trump or Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the United Nations, didn't escape their attention. And they said, essentially, you know, if this guy doesn't sit down and negotiate and be serious, then there's more money that's going to be withheld from this entity. Why are we paying the UN? Why are we paying the Palestinian Authority to engage in the same old anti-Israel, anti-Jew, anti-Semitic rhetoric?
And the president has the constitutional authority. Of course, the Congress controls the purse strings in terms of what is allocated effectively, but the president has full authority within his purview to distribute and disperse monies and payments and so forth. And he should absolutely follow through with this, cut off the spigot entirely, I believe, to the anti-Semitic United Nations, not only cut off the spigot to the Palestinian Authority, but impose additional sanctions, in my opinion.
And Netanyahu said, I want to say that this is a historic decision that will be forever etched in the hearts of our people for generations to come. People say this pushes peace backward. I say it pushes peace forward because it recognizes history, it recognizes the present reality, and peace can only be built on the basis of truth. That's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Trump said, you know, for years, the issue of Jerusalem was always the sticking point. You couldn't get past Jerusalem because the Palestinians wanted Jerusalem, the Jews wanted Jerusalem. He says, we've taken that off the table. It's no longer up for political discussion. It's no longer part of the so-called two-state solution. It's off the table. Yeah. Next subject. Let's get to the next point. And he actually looked at Benjamin Netanyahu. He says, so you won a major part of the negotiation. Now I'm sure you're willing to compromise on other issues. Now, what's going to happen is they will not get past that because the Palestinians and Mahmoud Abbas with the Palestinian Authority and Hamas in Gaza, they will not ultimately give up on Jerusalem. So they will not engage in peace. We knew that they wouldn't before because their intent, as we've already talked about, on the destruction, the total annihilation of the Jewish people.
You know, guys, we talk about Israel a lot on this program. And of course, Liberty Council, we have Christians in Defense of Israel. We have Covenant Journey, where we are strong supporters and advocates of Israel. But, you know, I was reading in Psalm 135 the other day, and it just jumped out at me. It says, for the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own possession. And when you go to the original Hebrew, that phrase, own possession, means treasure. Mm-hmm. So Israel is God's treasure. He says that about no other country but Israel. So we have to stand in support of Israel. And I am proud of President Trump for honoring God's opinion of his precious treasure.
And as Benjamin Netanyahu pointed out, for honoring the truth, this is a truth versus a lie. It's propaganda versus reality. And the reality is, and the historical record is unequivocal and irrefutable, that for thousands of years before the so-called prophet Muhammad even walked the earth, Jerusalem was the capital of Israel.
Right.
And so it shall remain forevermore.
It's been the capital of only one nation in the history of the world. And it became the capital of Israel during the time of King David. And from then on, it's been always considered the capital of Israel. And the Jews have always considered it. And that's where the temple was built. That's where the first tabernacle was. That's where Solomon built the temple. That's where the second temple was built. This is a historic place. But it's, as Holly, you're saying, not just historic. It's not just part of history. It's not just truth. God ultimately, for whatever reason in his providence, selected that part of the world as a very special place to reveal his purpose.
Right.
And ultimately to bring about the Messiah, Jesus Christ.
Right. And he will return from there as well.
And he has given prophecy after prophecy through the prophets in the scriptures about Jerusalem, about Israel, about the return of the Jews. We're seeing that now.
Yeah.
And President Trump is not only siding with reality and truth, but he's siding with God's declaration. And no other president in our history has been as pro-Israel. All the way going back to 1948, when our nation was the first to acknowledge Israel as a sovereign nation. That happened very shortly after Israel declared independence in May of 1948. But Israel was not one of our big allies back then.
Yeah.
And throughout history, there are times where we haven't taken a very strong stand. President Donald Trump, in his first year, has done amazing things to stand with Israel. I think America will be blessed for these actions.
He is blessing, the president is blessing Israel, Genesis 12:3, and talking about Israel. I will bless those who bless you, Israel, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So President Trump is being blessed for his blessing of Israel and acknowledgement of Jerusalem as the capital, and we are blessed as Americans by extension.
And he's promised to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, and next year we'll start seeing that happen.
It will be amazing to be able to visit the embassy and have even meetings at the embassy in Jerusalem. Stand with us at Liberty Council. We have the ministry Christians in Defense of Israel. It's cidisrael.org. We're actually going to Israel with a Liberty Ambassador Council trip in 2019. Maybe the embassy will be open by then. Go to cidisrael.org. Also, Covenant Journey, an amazing ministry to take Christian college-age students with leadership potential to Israel on a life-changing experience, covenantjourney.org. covenantjourney.org, covenantjourney.org. You can bless these young people and bless Israel by contributing to our ministry, Covenant Journey. For more information, you can also go to lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your regular financial support. Stand with us as we stand with Israel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.